And so the pipes will just take the smoke out.
Yeah, yeah. You had to put flues in there to take the smoke out. You know, just pipes. Mm-hmm. And then had other flues to bring the cool air down to keep it from getting overheated some way.
I don't know if
that's right. I don't know what you
no. Okay. Now, what is the small vehicle out of the yard that you used to carry bricks?
We used to. Wheelbarrow. Some people call them wheelbarrows. Yeah.
What about something else, perhaps, that you used to sharpen wood or stone?
We had a grindstone out, you know, we'd turn this grindstone. Excuse me just a minute.
All right, if someone has just built a boat and they're going to put it into the water, what would they say they're going to do with it?
Launch it. Now, we don't say that about our little boats, mm-hmm. little canoes and so forth, you know. We don't say launch. I don't know. We just go up and put them in the water and get in and go to paddling.
Okay, that's right. What kind of boat, small boat perhaps, would you use to go fishing in?
Well, what I'm using right now is a 14-foot boat. It's about, it's made from cypress. Mm-hmm. My favorite boat. It's made from cypress. It has a front seat and a back seat and one middle seat. Mm-hmm. And I paddle from the rear end of it, for the most part.
Do you get to go fishing much?
Not since I've been elected county commissioner.
Thank you.
It's taken all my time. I've been one time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you were talking about the olden days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say those were what?
The good old days.
Brings back a lot of memories, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes, I think these are good new days, too. You know, I just enjoy living.
Well, I know it. I do, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You know, when I went up there and they took part of that lung out, I said, I'd like an uncle of mine. He and some of his friends were down in the Flint River and swimming.
Yes, sir.
In the nude, of course, and they were diving, and the water was about 20 feet deep. And so they'd go down and get bottom and come up with a handful of mud. Mm-hmm. And this Uncle Bud Ballard went down. My father told me about it, and it looked like he wasn't coming back. Am I talking too much?
No,
it looked like he was not going to come to the top. He saw the bubbles, you know, begin to come up, and Dad was fixing to dive in to get him out when Uncle Bud came out and came up to his waist, right? Just bingo. Just as muddy as a pig, all over. And he just swam right on out to the bank and got out and started putting on his clothes and his mud and everything on. And they asked him, said, Bud, aren't you going to take a bath here? What's that much? Said, no. Just kept putting Yeah, what's the matter with you? By God, I thought I never would want to see this pool of wood anymore. And what had happened? Down in there some way or at the bottom, there was an oval-shaped obstacle. Mm-hmm. And he dived under that with his hand this way and his head. And he got him halfway under, and he couldn't go forward, and he couldn't come back. And it's just one he didn't try.
How long did he stay under?
About 2.5 minutes, I think. I don't see how he ever got out of that, but he managed fine, he said, to push back with his hands and get back out from under that thing.
Gosh. Well,
And he never did go in swimming again, as long as he lived, and he never would let one of his boys learn to swim.
Scared him that bad, didn't he? How old was he about?
He was just a youngster, about 16, 17 years old.
Well, why don't you tell me about the time when you couldn't catch the mule? You remember that?